So Pat Repik, can you tell me about what specifically makes the Ebola virus difficult in creating a vaccine?
So there are a few things that make it difficult. So first, you need to work with it in really high biosafety containment. So there are very few places that have very few people that have the expertise to do that, and there are very few containment facilities to do that. So straight away, it can only be done in certain places with certain people. The second thing is that, as I mentioned in my talk, the virus has, it's kind of filamentous looking, but it folds up on itself. They're all different sizes. And so when you're purifying the virus, it doesn't come, they're not all in with a single peak, essentially. You get a broad range of sizes, and for consistency, it's very hard to deal with that.
And you also noted in your talk today that the virus really affects mostly primates, and it doesn't really affect smaller mammals like rats or mice that will be used in clinical trials.
That's correct. So you can put a lot of Ebola into rats or mice or hamsters, and they're just fine. It's been really hard to try to get an animal model for Ebola, so to use non-human primates is the way to go. But non-human primates are very expensive, and plus you don't want to kill off a lot of non-human primates. I mean, they're being killed off in the wild anyway. So when you're developing a virus vaccine, normally you go into small animals first, and then if it looks promising, then you go into larger animals to do some testing. But we've had to use, the vaccine developers have had to actually mutate Ebola virus to make it infect these small animals, but then that doesn't really replicate the natural disease, so it's been very difficult.
So let's move sort of the discussion on to some of the sort of the front-running vaccines that are in development. You noticed a few that are in clinical trials or preclinical trials, rather. What are the vaccines that are getting closer to being, you know, tested on humans?
So one that's made it the furthest is something, it's called a chimpanzee adenovirus platform, that's been developed by the Vaccine Research Center and NIAID and NIH. And this is a virus, so let me backtrack and just say adenoviruses are viruses that are human viruses for the most part, where they cause colds. And so when you're a child, you come home with a cold, you then infect your family and everybody comes down with a cold. So those colds are normally caused by adenoviruses that you just, you know, get out in the school or in your community. So it would not be a good carrier because you're already immune to that virus. And so what the Vaccine Research Center has done is to go with a similar virus that infects chimpanzees. And normally a human would not been infected with a chimpanzee adenovirus. So the chimpanzee adenovirus would be a good carrier for the glycoprotein spikes of Ebola virus. So you would be able to, you know, that would be a good vector to carry the spikes to you. You would make antibodies to the spikes.
And where is it exactly in the whole process of clinical trials?
So there are a number of clinical trials that have taken place in the U.S. There are clinical trials with this vaccine in Liberia and in other countries in Africa. There are different...
So I know there's a lot of pressure from these West African governments. I'm wondering, you know, from your perspective, you know, why is it so important that these vaccines go through all these safety and precautions before being administered to the public?
So none of these vaccines had really been in clinical use before this Ebola outbreak started. So for some of the vaccines, like this one that was developed by NIH, they had been in very small clinical trials in the U.S., but they really weren't evaluated for efficacy. They're evaluated in a very small number of people for safety, and they seem to be safe. So you need to have more safety trials just to make sure that they're safe. And they were evaluated in the U.S. because we didn't know their safety. And if you just went into a population that was already being sickened by the Ebola, you wouldn't know whether people were dying from Ebola or having problems with the vaccine. You know, there would be no way to test that. So you really have to test the safety in people that are healthy. And because we didn't know whether the vaccine was safe or not, you just don't want to go to another country and test a vaccine on people that you really don't know the safety of.